Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome into Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. As always, thank you for tuning in, the soccer fan here in Houston. And for those of you streaming on the internet highway, a lot to talk about tonight in the world of soccer. 100 days to go to the World Cup opener between Russia and Saudi Arabia. So it is a year of great football in store for all of us. Don't forget, today in the Champions League, no surprises. Two teams have moved on to the quarterfinals. Real Madrid today, 2-1 winners at PSG against the Neymar-less PSG, by the way. We all know he underwent surgery. They're fast-tracking him for the World Cup. Ronaldo and Casemiro getting the goals in that game. They win 2-1. They advance 5-2 on aggregate. By the way, Ronaldo now with 12 goals, the leading goal scorer in the Champions League. Keep an eye on Real Madrid because they are a beast that has been awakened. And nobody can write off Ronaldo and Real Madrid. Liverpool today making 5 changes under Jurgen Klopp against the Porto side. That makes 10 changes. In fact, they put Iker Casillas back in goal for Jose Sa. Casillas, the legend involved in this one, came up with one wonderful save. That game ending 0-0 at Anfield in Liverpool, England. Klopp and Conceição will share the points, but remember the damage done in leg number one by Liverpool. They were 5-0 winners in that one in Portugal. And by the way, what makes that even more impressive in the first leg is that Porto had not lost in 24 home matches, and Liverpool absolutely went in there and destroyed them, pounding an early mistake by the goalkeeper, Jose Sa, on a goal from Mane. Liverpool, they have advanced to the quarterfinals as well. So tomorrow we got Manchester City holding a 4-0 aggregate over Basel of Switzerland, and then that one will be at the Etihad. And then the most intriguing match remains. Spurs at home against Juventus. First leg was 2-2 in Turin. That will be probably the most interesting watch tomorrow. We stream at ESPN975.com and remind you that all the podcasts are always up at podcastarena.com. So get over there so you don't miss any of the shows. Listen to it when you want to. But podcastarena.com, you can also get it on iTunes or Audio Boom. And we've got some of the highest downloads here at ESPN 97.5 at the station. So get over there, listen to the show, discuss it, talk about it. We also remind you to get over to Facebook, Soccer Matters. Always posing questions over there and providing new and fresh information. Plus, we get all the takes from you, the big soccer fans. And that's what we want. We want your opinion. Guests on the program tonight, Dynamo goalkeeper Chris Seitz, remember, got picked up by FC Dallas in light of all the problems with Tyler Derrick. A late preseason signing of Joe Willis. Seitz got the start, picked up the shutout against Atlanta, looked very confident, stepped into the role very positively. He will be on the show tonight. Dynamo analyst Eddie Robinson will join me, former Dynamo defender as well. We'll begin to talk about what the Dynamo did in that game against Atlanta. We're going to make sure we stay grounded here. It's one game. It was a wonderful start. It's the type of start you want. There is no doubt it was tremendous five-star entertainment. The man of the match, clearly for me, was Albert Elise, causing fits throughout the night. 2 assists for Elise on the night, stripping Greg Garza on the first goal in the 5th minute, finding Andrew Wenger. Albert Elise has been outstanding. Also mentioned Elise saying, quote, my dream is to play in Europe. That's what I'm working towards. So that's what Albert Elise had to say. But if you were at BBVA Compass Stadium or watched that game, you saw how truly terrorizing Elise was in this game. And the Houston Dynamo have never had a forward like Albert Elise that can press people, that can test people mentally time after time after time again with pace and the ability to close people down. We put something up in and around that first goal, talking about that over on Facebook Soccer Matter. So get over there and check it out. Nice little piece with not only the footage of the play, but some of my thoughts on it as well. Also, Olivier Finidori played for the Houston Hotshots in the indoor game. It was a Continental Indoor Soccer League back over at the Summit, which is now the Osteen Church. Olivier Finidori is a technical director of Dynamo Soccer Club, which is a youth soccer club in the Cyprus area. Does a wonderful job up there with Jim Walker. And every year, they host a kick cancer clinic. We're going to be up there and looking forward to that on March 18th. You can sign up at cccfund.org. But we'll talk with Olivier about the indoor game and back in the 90s when the indoor game was prominent here at the professional level in Houston, and also why they've been so charitable over all the years. Rob Moore of On Target Management. Now, you remember this interview I did with him. His company, On Target, manages and handles the career of Christian Pulisic. Moore is going to talk, and this is a rear, so I'm telling you right now it's a rear, but it's one you need to listen to because he talks about compensation, how it should occur, why it shouldn't occur at the beginning of a commitment with a player to a pro club, because if you're asking a pro club to drop 300 grand on a player, it might prevent the opportunity from even happening. So he's saying, don't ask for the money up front. Get it on the back end when the player makes it at a pro club. Don't ask for it before he's even kicked the ball. And I know people are going to have differing thoughts on that. Some are going to say, well, we want to incentivize the youth community to develop players so that they can be compensated on the front side. So it's a good discussion. It's an important interview to hear again to show you how he is looking at trying to help change the U.S. soccer landscape here by helping move on some U.S. players so that there can be more Christian Pulisics. Development discussed there, very important interview. It is a re-air, but that's one you want to hear. Rob Moore of On Target Marketing. The Dynamo getting off, as always, on the right track here in the first game of the season. It was emphatic at BBVA Compass Stadium. Again, to be fair, Atlanta was poor, did not look prepared. The Tata Martino team, and they do have a big issue, and I think it was really brought to light in that game. I don't think Jeff Lorenowitz and Darlington Nagby is going to be the answer as the holding part of a midfield. They lost Carlos Carmona, who was absolutely wonderful in the number six role last year for Atlanta. He allowed all the others, like Almiron and company, to go forward and attack. But the Dynamo, listen, they were ruthless. They punished the mistakes of Atlanta. Even the times they didn't punish the mistakes, they went with conviction. It wasn't a miss-hit shot or somebody making a bad decision at the end. It ended up being decent goalkeeping. But it's a game that could have ended 8-3 Dynamo. The Dynamo and manager Wilmer Cabrera deserve tremendous credit for being up for this opening game, being prepared, pouncing on, and punishing mistakes from Atlanta United, who frankly look poor. The day was done and dusted 27 minutes in. It was 3-0 at that point. And then the Dynamo would pick up a fourth in the first half on a goal by Darwin Seren. So the Dynamo next up will take on Vancouver this Saturday at 5 p.m. Get over to HoustonDynamo.com. That's where you can get your tickets. The end of this break, we'll give some tickets out to a number of callers going to break. So be ready at 713-780-3776. Dynamo will take on Vancouver this weekend. We can talk a little bit about that tonight as well, because their opening match was one of interest and included an unbelievable goal, crossing and finishing at its best, from Alfonso Davies, the 17-year-old, and Kai Kamara, the former Dynamo, who got on the end of it in the aerial game. So it was crossing and finishing. It was a header from Kamara. Absolutely sick goal. That game, Vancouver, in town at BBVA Compass Stadium at 5 p.m. on Saturday. But Vancouver is still looking for that striker that's going to take them to the glory land. And maybe it'll be Kai Kamara. I'm thinking Spurs will get this done tomorrow against Juventus. Harry Kane and company are going to get past Juventus in that one tomorrow. And I think, obviously, Manchester City is in wonderful shape with a 4-0 first leg win over Basel at Basel. So let's go back to the Dynamo game. Start with goal number one. Andrew Wenger would get it in the fifth minute. Albert Elise. So this is all about what I was talking about. The pressing play of Elise. He's got the pace to do it. He's got the attitude. He has the intensity. He was intense in this game against Atlanta United. He was focused. And he's going to have a big year. He's clearly the man of the match. Two assists, but was a problem all night long. And any defender that hesitates, any defender that dwells mentally or dwells on the ball around Albert Elise is in for real trouble. So he's the type of guy that'll make a defender have to be perfect mentally and strong mentally over the course of 90 minutes. Having played against these types of strikers, it is taxing. It is tough. And that's what Elise brings. And every coach in the league and every manager in MLS knows it, that you cannot for a second rest your mind mentally against La Pantarita. And he strips Garza. Garza's got like his hand up. It's like he's saying, somebody help me. He's yelling to Guzan, who's on his line. And then, of course, La Pantarita takes it to the end line, draws a few defenders, squares it back. Guzan can't cut the cross off. And credit Andrew Wenger, because Andrew Wenger took off. When he saw Albert Elise getting to the end line, he knew he had to hit the penalty area and get into the box. It's what he did. And Wenger makes a great play in combination with Elise. And the Dynamo go up 1-0 in the fifth minute. 23rd minute, they play a short corner. Lana takes their sweet time getting out, and the ball gets played into the back post. And who rises up but Philippe Senderos? So 23rd minute, it's now 2-0. Senderos pounds in the header. He had a strong, strong game. Leadership, professionalism. And by the way, he has mentioned that he would still like to go to the World Cup with Switzerland. It would be his fourth. He still has hopes for that. And boy, why wouldn't you take him just purely from the professionalism and leadership side of things? It's one way to look at it if you're Switzerland. So 2-0 in the 23rd, on to the 27th. So 4 minutes later. And this for me was my favorite goal of the night, because Mauro Minotas, who has to provide the hold-up play this year, does on this play. And Elise comes inside, comes into the interior, comes off of Minotas and gets it back from Minotas. And with that, he hits this quick little inside of the football in a very tight area, small window to push it through, to Wenger, who's making a diagonal run. And Andrew Wenger will then get on the end of this. I'm not sure it gets jarred loose by an Atlanta defender, but it falls perfectly to Minotas, who's spun off and turned and is now facing goal and is able to deliver goal number three. So it's 3-0. That was my favorite Dynamo goal, purely because it's not the type of goal we always see the Dynamo produce, which is good tight play in small spaces leading to a goal. Minotas gets it, his first of the year as well. And then, to make things worse, Brad Guzan makes an inexplicable mistake for a goalkeeper of his quality. Parries the ball right to Darwin Seren in the 45th minute. And Seren says, thank you very much. I'll accept the gift as well. And he scores it. So 3 out of 4 of the goals, mistakes that the Dynamo punish. They punish them ruthlessly against Atlanta United. 4 different goal scorers, 13 shots for each team. Miguel Almiron had a nightmare, missed a sitter, missed a penalty. His touch didn't look on, still had 6 shots. But without a doubt, the Houston Dynamo in this one, clearly, the best team. And deserving of the win. Now, we must stay grounded on this. And we know Wilmer Cabrera is doing this. We know the players are doing this. We do need to stay grounded here because of what has occurred. But still, it's a great start. You can't make too much judgment off of one game. The one judgment you can make is one coach had a team far better prepared than another. So, whatever the motivation was, big money, Atlanta, you guys can do whatever you want with that. I know everybody loves the, you know, because they got the money and all, and that could be the rallying cry. Maybe it can be. You know what? Maybe they're Dynamo players that are jealous that they're not playing in front of 50 and 60,000 people. And I hate to say this, but maybe one day they want that. And why wouldn't they? And why wouldn't Albert Elise want to be ambitious and play in Europe? Of course you want those types of attitudes from your players. You always want people trying to take it to the next level, to stretch their game, to stretch their boundaries. What's wrong with that? I always found it so bizarre that people were upset at Jurgen Klinsmann because Klinsmann was pushing a few players to take the chance to play in Europe. Why wouldn't you want that? Our national team wants and needs that. There's no problem there. There's going to be plenty of players for MLS. Streaming, ESPN975.com. Always can get the podcasts at podcastarena.com, Audio Boom, and iTunes. So it's pretty spectacular the way the Dynamo start the season. Fans were happy, and everybody went home thoroughly entertained. And I think this is the one thing, again, we have to credit Wilmer Cabrera, Matt Jordan, and company. They have put an entertaining product on the field, and it was much needed. Question is now, can this be parlayed into getting more people at games and not making it such a stretch and so difficult to get tickets sold and get people in the building on a consistent basis? So let's see what game number two against Vancouver does. Now, to get you off on the right start for Vancouver, here's what we're going to do. Right now, caller 246 at 713-780-3776. Caller 246. You get a pair of tickets to the Houston Dynamo Vancouver Whitecaps this Saturday, 5 o'clock, BBVA Compass Stadium. Let's take a break. More to come here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We love you, the fan who listens to this show. We love you, the fan who brings opinion. We'll take a break. We got more to come.
Get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink. Go to culturemap.com. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
A moment for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They'll bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT, 713-322-HURT. Bilingual, whether you get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial construction, plant, refinery, or 18-wheeler, the Daspit Law Firm will treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com, the Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24-7, nights and weekends. Call 713-322-HURT. Or go to the website for advice at DaspitLaw.com. Daspit Law, the presenting sponsor of Soccer Matters. Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We roll on. It's always good when the Houston Dynamo get a pretty emphatic win. With the World Cup rapidly approaching, it's time to get your home theater situation sorted out. THS is the place to go to get set up for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. THS will come out, get you a quote, and on your way to home theater installation with all the latest 4K video technology. Tap into 20 years of THS experience. THS can do it all from home theater, home automation, networking, lighting designs, motorized shades, and home audio. A new home theater for the World Cup in Russia or your favorite sporting events? I think so. Call my friend Jesse, 281-506-7822. 281-506-7822 or email at Jesse at THS, the number 3INC.com. And with that, we bring in Dynamo analyst, former Dynamo defender, Eddie Robinson. Eddie, thank you very much for coming on the show.
As always, Glenn, thank you for having me.
All right, so let's get, we've been talking about the Dynamo, the big emphatic 4-0 win over Atlanta. Let's get your thoughts on it. What's the biggest thing that jumped out to you at BBVA Compass Stadium this past weekend?
The biggest thing for me was probably how bad Atlanta was. I mean, I do not think that's indicative of how Atlanta will play this season. But, man, they were awful. And the Dynamo, the fire and the energy and the determination that they came out right out of the blocks. I mean, the Dynamo were on fire, right? I mean, let's be honest, the Dynamo could have had 8 or 9 goals. Atlanta given could have 3. And one thing I said last week was, you know, this is the game of the weekend if you're a neutral, but because of the proficiency of the attacking players on each team. Listen, Miguel Almiron will probably not miss another penalty kick this year. He will not miss another tap-in. Brad Guzan will not make the same kind of mistakes that he made leading to that fourth goal that Darwin Seren put in. But I'm really impressed with the Dynamo. When I look at it and I look at all the hype, the media hype that Atlanta has received coming into this season and how much disrespect the Dynamo have gotten after last year, after, I think, you know, improving, not as much as some of the other teams, but you bring in a Seren, you bring in an Arturo Alvarez, you gain some depth at a bunch of different positions. Memo Rodriguez is now healthy. I mean, this Dynamo team, I think, had a chip on their shoulder, and I think that they really want to prove that last year wasn't a fluke and try to make it to MLS Cup.
Well, I agree with you fully, and I think Wilmer Cabrera and his staff deserve tremendous credit for having these guys so up for the opening game, and a lot of that's organic as well. But look, the preparation, simply, Wilmer Cabrera out-prepared Tata Martino in Atlanta. What I liked, Eddie, and I want you to comment on this, the ruthlessness to punish mistakes and to make Atlanta United pay for it. So on the opening goal, Albert Elise literally makes that goal because he pressures Greg Garza. Greg Garza is like waving at Guzan as he's falling to the ground, and Elise is running to the end line and sets up Wenger. But I loved how ruthless they were in punishing the mistakes of Atlanta United.
Well, and look, I think that Andrew Wenger knows that Romel Kyoto, Arturo Alvarez, Memo Rodriguez are chomping at his heels. So, you know, Andrew Wenger on that first goal, not, you know, a lot of props to Albert Elise. I think Albert Elise has something to prove to everyone. Everyone's overlooking him as far as being one of the best players in the league. Again, Almiron gets all this credit. Ezequiel Barco, unfortunately, we didn't have the opportunity to see him play and won't for a few more weeks. Carlos Vela is getting a lot of attention. Obviously, Sebastian Giovinco gets his, but Albert Elise wants to put his name up there. And you have to be ruthless, especially in this league, because we know that so much money is spent on attacking talent, and the defending side, it lacks a little bit. So you know that there are going to be mistakes throughout every game of this MLS season. And if you can punish those, especially at home, especially at BBVA Compass Stadium, where teams come to already knowing that they've only got, you know, maybe a 5 or 6% chance of winning, given the Dynamo's record throughout the last, going on 12 years now, I believe. This is 13 season. So it's, I just love the attitude. I love the mentality that the Dynamo showed yesterday. I hope that this is something that they can feed off of now. I hope that Wilmer Cabrera and his staff are able to tell these guys, look, this is one game. We have 33 left. We should play like this every week. Now, granted, the bounces aren't always going to go your way. You know, things are going to go against you every once in a while, and that's okay. But if the attitude and the effort of this team are the same as they were yesterday, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that Dynamo will make the playoffs, and there's no doubt in my mind that they will make a deep run in the playoffs.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're not trying to commit paralysis by analysis over one opening game in the league, but you do want to start out positive. You do in front of your home fans. It was not a sellout, but it was certainly a crowd that was very engaged and got entertained, like you mentioned. Let's move on a little bit into the Dynamo midfield in this one. And, of course, I know you pointed this out as well. Once Juan David Cabezas went off with the quad injury, Darwin Serén came in and didn't put a foot wrong.
No, and, you know, on your radio show at the Gorgeous Gale last week, I think I said that the midfield for the Dynamo was the key to this game. How did they do with the key to their season? I really think, personally, that the strongest midfield the Dynamo could play would have Serén and Cabezas as the 6 and 8 holding and allowing the front four to just absolute run amok and wreak havoc against other teams' defenders. I don't think anybody doubted the lack of quality that this guy had. The one thing I will say is that fans in Houston didn't get to see a lot of him last year. So I don't think that everyone was necessarily properly educated on his ability to play that position and how good he was. And you know, it's always a plus when your holding midfielder can get you a goal, especially right before halftime, add a little bit of momentum. But this is a guy that's going to be an extremely integral part of the Dynamo this season, even when Juan David Cabezas is healthy. We're going to see a lot of him. This is just, I think, a drop in the bucket of what he's going to do for the Dynamo this year.
Well, and wonderful to have all that competition there. And I think managers sometimes might be prognosticating out, but they are going to go in some cases with guys that are already proven. And in some ways, Serén has got to come in and earn a place on this team. So great competition there. Good start for him. His goal, he gets a big assist from Brad Guzan, who literally puts it on his foot. But I like the fact that he stepped right into the game, started making tackles, releasing people via the pass. Exceptional. Back to some of the other things you saw in this game. If there are any cons, what are they? Because, look, Atlanta did carve out some early chances. In fact, they carved out the best early chance in the game, the first chance of the game.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I don't think there's a defense in all of Major League Soccer that's going to be able to completely nullify or kind of satiate the attack for Atlanta. I mean, these guys, they're unbelievable. I think Darlington Nightbeat didn't have a very good game yesterday if you look at what they're able to do. But the injury to A.J. De La Garza, for me, is a big blow for the Dynamo. I fully expected to see Adolfo Machado at that right-back position yesterday. Obviously, Wilmer Cabrera has a lot of faith in Kevin Garcia. I think he's got a lot of maturing to do if he wants to make that spot his own. The one thing is, you know, everybody has always talked about the lack of pace that the Dynamo have at center back, between whether it's Machado, whether it's Leonardo, whether it's Senderos. Well, that's fine that they lack pace because they are all so intelligent. You can count on one hand how many times those guys got beaten for speed and behind last year. That was Kevin Garcia. I think his weakness yesterday was the intelligent side of it, knowing that he cannot match pace with the attackers that he's going against pretty much most of the season. So he's got to be a little bit sharper there. I think the Dynamo, also one thing that bothered me was the inability to capitalize on other mistakes that Atlanta had. The Dynamo should have scored 6 without question. You know, there's going to be games this year where they only get 2 or 3 chances. Clear cut, clean, in on goal. You have to finish all of them because, you know, you may lose 2 points in a game because you drew and you had 3 chances you should have finished. Or you may get 0 points out of a game because you had 2 chances you should have scored and didn't and gotten a draw. So the Dynamo just need to make sure that when they're in front of goal, they're clinical. They need to be ruthless because let's say Dynamo put 7 past Atlanta yesterday. I don't care what Vancouver does or thinks. When they come into Houston next week, they're going to be scared. They're going to be scared to death of the Dynamo attack. So that mental edge that you can gain on your opponents by being so absolutely ruthless and never letting up is huge. So, I mean, those are the two for me, that, and I don't think they're really that big. Obviously, based on the result, the Dynamo got a shutout, so you can't really complain too much about the defense. They had some good fortune. Al Marone didn't have his best day, and being a little bit better in front of goal. But, I mean, just being picky after yesterday, I think we need to wait 5 or 6 games to see where this team is at to really kind of address any issues that we see. But nothing too major. I really enjoyed the game yesterday. My family enjoyed the game. We were all screaming and yelling the whole time.
So it was great.
I love what the Dynamo are doing. I just hope they can continue.
Yeah, it was great entertainment. I'm going to go back to what you said about being ruthless, because here's the difference in what I saw. And Wilmer Cabrera did after the game very much compliment the Dynamo for their finishing and taking those chances. Even the other chances that they got off mistakes, if you remember, a bad back pass right to Boniek Garcia, who with one swift ball puts in Minotas. Minotas went with confidence and conviction, and it was just saved by good goalkeeping and Brad Guzan. It wasn't like he mishit it at the end. It wasn't like he was lacking confidence. Elise got in one time and had a narrow angle and tried something. And these were not mistakes that people weren't trying and going with conviction and giving it their best. They looked confident. And that's the difference to me. And I think the finishing was excellent yesterday. And I think that I agree also with you that during the year, you're not going to get as many chances because this is not the Premier League. You can make mistakes in MLS, and a lot of times you do not get punished. So I don't think there's any question. Entertainment value, I think, was off the charts, Eddie. And having been there and sitting right in front of Al Marone had a nightmare. Missed the sitter, missed the penalty. Stuff was bouncing off him. His control wasn't great. He was frustrated. And the weirdest thing I saw out of him in the whole game is I was sitting right where Kevin Garcia was along the signage. And every time Al Marone got the ball there, He never took Garcia on. He hit in a bunch of blind crosses, and they would come after 3 or 4 passes. So Senderos and Machado were settled, and they were heading everything away. It was interesting, and when I'm not doing broadcasts, I like to sit for at least 45 minutes down on the field just to get it from a different perspective and from a coach's perspective. So it was very interesting. Garcia didn't really go at anybody. They stayed in front of Kevin Garcia, which benefited Garcia, I think.
Well, and this is an Atlanta team that was toothless, where last year I think they scored, God, how many was it, 70 goals they scored last year, something like that? I mean, just a team that was just, they were ruthless. They were one of the more ruthless teams in the league. Mm-hmm. I think that this is going to be a good kick in the pants for Atlanta. I think they did get a bit of inflated ego, self-worth, based on the media attention that they've got, the predictions for Atlanta this year. I mean, obviously, again, as we said, it's only one game. I certainly expect Atlanta to do some really good things this year, but I think they were served a bit of humble pie by the Dynamo and this young group of attackers that the Dynamo have. Once you get Tomas Martinez back in there, they're going to do great things. The one question I have is, can the Dynamo figure out how to get this on the road, right? I mean, it's amazing what they do at home. It's crazy. People don't want to come play at BBVA Compass Stadium because of what we saw yesterday. Can the Dynamo and they don't need to do that every game, right? I mean, 4 or 5 wins on the road, an extra 15 points, maybe get yourself a couple draws, and that's, you know, the difference. That's 2, 3, maybe even 4 places.
Yeah, I would say even 9 points, Eddie, over what they had last year. 3 more wins over what they had last year, and keeping things going at home, and you're in a good place.
Yeah, it is. So obviously, it's certainly not a physical issue. It's not a talent issue for the Dynamo. It's a mental issue. How does Wilmer Cabrera keep these guys motivated to play with? I mean, I just think it was anger yesterday. They were playing with anger. People disrespected us. We're about to show you. We're going to show you what we're actually made of. So if Wilmer Cabrera and his staff can figure out how to keep this team motivated throughout the year, they've got the players, they've got the depth to overcome any injuries and any suspensions. This Dynamo team is well equipped to do what they did last year and maybe even make MLS Cup.
Yeah, I don't think they're trying to figure out how to keep him motivated. I think they proved last year that they did a very good job of that. I think everybody knows Wilmer's way now, and they're following his way. I think his bigger challenges as a manager to me are keeping everybody happy. And I think that's going to be a little easier this year because of the lack of international duty. But he does have challenges to keep people happy. There is competition in all positions, so it's looking really good. Eddie, I guess we're excited for our first broadcast that we'll do here locally. You, Cindy Bourbano, and myself, we're looking forward to it against Vancouver, and I will talk to you this week.
I can't wait. Thanks for having me, Glenn.
He's the one and only Eddie Robinson, big contributor to this show, former Dynamo defender, MLS All-Star, and you can catch him on Dynamo local broadcast, starting with the Vancouver game, which is a 4:30 pregame show this weekend on theCUBE. We'll take a break. Before we go to break, with the World Cup rapidly approaching, it's time to get your home theater situation sorted out. You know what I'm talking about, guys. THS is the place to go to get set up for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. THS will come out, get you a quote, and on your way to the home theater installation with all the latest 4K video technology. So tap into 20 years of THS experience. THS can do it all from home theater, home automation, networking, lighting designs, motorized shades, and home audio. A new home theater for the World Cup in Russia? Or your favorite sporting events? I think so. Call my friend Jesse, 281-506-7822, 281-506-7822, or email at jesse@THS3inc.com. Take a break, more to come.
ESPN 97.5. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
Hey, Glenn Davis here for Liberty Kitchen. It is the perfect place for a family outing and private events. Don't forget the executive three-course lunch at Liberty Kitchen Treehouse Memorial City and at Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette in River Oaks that includes an appetizer, entree, and dessert. How about brunch Saturday and Sunday? Liberty Kitchen and Oyster Bar even has a breakfast happy hour on the weekends from 8 to 9:30 for only $7. See what's happening at Liberty Kitchen restaurants. Visit feedtx.com. Follow the restaurants on Facebook or Instagram. Life, liberty, and happiness at Liberty Kitchen. Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. A big thank you to our presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. We appreciate John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com. It doesn't matter what type of accident you get in, if it's car, motorcycle. You might drive an 18-wheeler. You may work at a plant or refinery. Daspit Law Firm is going to work for you 24-7. You go to DaspitLaw.com. They're bilingual, and you get all the information on how they will work for you 24-7. Daspit Law Firm and John Daspit, we thank them for their great support of this show. All right, joining us now, a former professional soccer player in Houston, played the indoor game with the Houston Hotshots, also was the coaching director of the Dynamo Soccer Club in the youth community out in the Cy Fair area, longtime part of our community here in Houston, Texas. He is Olivier Finidori. He joins us now. Olivier, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Glenn.
All right, let's do some talking here. Well, first of all, we want to get out of the way the most important thing and talk about what we're going to be doing on March 18th. We're going to continue this great tradition that your youth soccer club has had hosting in the Kick Cancer event. We've already got kids signing up at cccfund.org. I just want to, first of all, applaud you and the club for all your commitment to this. Year after year, you do it. Year after year, you do it as a community service give back. Talk about what it means to you, the club, and the youth in the club.
Well, first off, Glenn, I want to thank you because you're the one that actually started this whole program. And ever since, you know, we got involved with you and, you know, Marty back in the days. And that's just been an unbelievable program, something that's inspired so many families. And I'm just really excited and proud that we're able to go and raise the awareness to help and raise some funds for pediatric cancer.
So you can, again, you can sign up at cccfund.org. People know that we continue to go down to the hospital. We give out soccer balls. This is another extension of it. And Cy Fair Dynamos have been committed to this over and over and over again, year after year after year. So it's wonderful. It's a great day. It'll be a great clinic. We're working on some pro players to come out there as well to add to your great staff out there. Your staff members take this very seriously. And every soccer club in Houston is touched by cancer. We know that, and pediatric cancer. But your club was also touched by one of your great coaches and a former professional player as well, Marty Espinosa, who we lost to cancer. So this one takes on a deeper meaning for you guys.
It sure does. It sure does. And as you know, to these days, we still have Marty's team on the back of our jerseys here. Marty lives here with us every single day, every time we step on the field. And this whole camp, and basically when it comes to helping kids with cancer, obviously Marty's an inspiration, but all the kids that we've met throughout the years, all the players and other non-soccer players that are actually helping us in that event that like to come, they fought cancer and they won their battle and they come and they take part of the event. And it's just not something that just we take a lot of pride. It's a whole entire membership, not just the staff, a whole entire membership from the players to the families. They're all very, very invested in this event, and they want to make it a success.
Olivier Finidori joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Let's touch back on your career, the indoor game. You know, in the 90s, the outdoor game had taken a back seat. It was beginning to come back in 96 with Major League Soccer. Houston Hotshots were playing over at then the Summit. It's now the Osteen Church Building. Just talk a little bit about that team and those days and the craziness of almost a different sport in the indoor game.
Definitely is the craziness. And you talk about old days, making me feel really, really old. Hopefully I can still remember. But basically, you know, the thing is at that time, and like you mentioned, there was no outdoor professional soccer leagues here in Houston or professional franchises. So the Houston Hotshots, in a way, really, really helped to go get the whole community back, you know, behind a soccer team, behind a professional franchise. And we had great support. And obviously the majority of the team were former adult players like myself. So it was a real learning experience at the very beginning. Because like you said, it's definitely a very different sport. And it took me a long time to adjust to it. But really, it's something that when I look back on, it's really nothing but fun. We had a rough first couple of years where we had to learn a trade. But the last couple of years, obviously, we were very successful, going to a couple of championships and unfortunately coming up short. But the support that we had here in Houston and the players I know have been able to be associated with has just been nothing but positive.
The team changed, I remember, because this is where I cut my teeth as a broadcaster. This is where I started in 1994. I got an opportunity from Giorgio Berlanghi, and the other owner, and Houston Dynamo fans current are going to be interested in this. The other owner was Gabriel Brenner, the current owner. His brother, Alfredo Brenner, was an owner along with Giorgio Berlanghi. They were interesting times, but the team really platformed and sort of spiraled upwards after the signing of an amazing indoor player in Paul Daugherty.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, I always like to talk about Paul because he's one of those rare players that is actually shorter than me. And he's probably the best indoor soccer player I've ever played with. He just had a brain, a soccer brain that is just, I've never seen anything like it. He was just lightning quick. And to be such a soccer star, his work ethics were just absolutely amazing. And he just wanted to win, whether it be a 2v2 game at practice or anything that we ever did. He just was so competitive, and he just really, really helped the whole team really raise different levels.
Yeah, a lot of great characters on those teams, like the team I was on in the 80s, the Houston Dynamo's outdoor. A lot of great characters. Guys like, let's think about some of these guys. Nebo Bandovic, another good goal scorer. You had Mirko Castillo. Trevor Dawkins was the coach. Who else you got in there for me, Olivier, that you would mention?
Well, you know, we also had Diego Maradona, one of my favorite players, one of the biggest role models for me really was Beto Dos Santos, one of the most consistent and most humble person that I've probably been associated with.
My former outdoor teammate on the Dynamos, he came over from Club America, and I guess he continued into the 90s playing the indoor game, and you're absolutely right, very professional.
Yeah, absolutely. And then obviously in the fact we had an unbelievable goalkeeper in Terry Waldorf really, really also helped us out.
Terry's now a lawyer, right?
He sure is.
You think
sure
we can get him out for kick cancer?
I bet, you know, if we can get him to take a day off from his law firm, he would definitely love to.
Come on, it's a Sunday. He can take off. We got to get Terry Waldorf out there for this. That'll be
great.
We
have to. His personality, I tell you what, that would definitely give it a different kick.
Now, another thing Another thing I want to talk about, too, is the involvement of a man named Jim Walker, who was the Houston Dynamo's general manager back in the 80s, but Prior to that, he was a general manager of the Chicago Sting in the North American Soccer League as well. He is one of the most humble men. He is a huge part of our community. I know how much he means to me. I know how much he means to you, Olivier. And every time we do this Kick Cancer soccer event with Dynamo Soccer Club, your club, we have to talk about Jim Walker, Joby Napier, and guys like Andrew Bridges.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, as far as Jim Walker, I mean, as you know, we pretty much call him the godfather because he's everybody's godfather. He's one of the most beautiful person that I've ever been associated with. And he's a big part of the reason why I'm even still in this country. After the Houston Dynamos, obviously, he came over here and he's the one that started the Sapphire Dynamo soccer program here. He was the director of training and he got me under his wing. And basically in 2000, when he stepped off, kind of gave me the reins, and he's to this day, you know, first off, we're having a hard time keeping out of the field. He still wants to come and dive with the goalkeepers for one, but there's not a day when I have a hard decision to make at the club level where I don't bounce it off Jim, because his wisdom is just second to none. He's one of the most generous person, and what he's done for, not just for me or for the Dynamos, but for the whole entire soccer community here in all of South Texas, really. The words cannot describe what this person has done for all of us.
Tell me about your club, because Dynamos SC is a little, you got a little bit of a different mantra and you have a slogan. Tell us about it and what it means and how you go about business and running this youth soccer club in this day and age.
Yeah, well, as you know, the youth soccer landscape has changed so much. It's just become such a big monster. The one thing that we did here with the Dynamo Soccer Club is we just have not forgotten our roots. We just don't forget what it's all about. These are kids, and we wanted to grow the sport. We really are very invested into establishing a relationship with each and every one of our players, no matter what the level. It does not matter. It's a very family-oriented program with some of the best staff in South Texas. We have some incredibly talented players, and we are all about developing, basically learning the love of the sport, learning to basically grow some passionate soccer players, whether they're going to play for us in the long run, whether they go play with the Purple Lollipops or the Houston Dynamo or whoever they're going to end up with. They will always remember where they came from, because we have such a special program and everybody knows everybody here. I don't believe we're in a small club, but we're definitely just right where we're comfortable. We're big, we're successful, but we have not forgotten what it's all about.
Not much you can say after that. That's what it is all about. Olivier Finidori, former professional soccer player with the Houston Hotshots here in Houston. Also, he is the coaching director and the head man at Dynamos SC, a youth club in the Cy Fair area, but been around for a long, long time. And each and every year, Olivier, his staff, this club, embraces Kick Cancer, which is a clinic we will do on March 18th. We're going to get some players out there to supplement your great staff. All the proceeds will go to the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. That's cccfund.org. I'm going to be out there. Bill McDonald, former Dynamos professional soccer player who's been at Strake Jesuit forever, is going to be out there. We'll have some wonderful, inspirational young people that have beaten cancer, like Freddie Reyes, Eileen Dowd will be out there, and many, many more. So we'll keep sending out who's going to be out at the camp. But, Olivier, from the bottom of my heart, I say thank you for each and every year stepping up to the plate. You guys are the real deal. You're the real deal. Thank you for this.
Well, Glenn, you're the real deal as well. You know that. And loving every minute of it. Looking forward to another great event. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. That was Olivier Finidori. Great stuff there, and that's going to be great on March 18th. Again, sign up at cccfund.org. I'm going to say it again, cccfund.org. Get out to this clinic. It is going to be a blast. You're going to have a great time, and it's going to be for an amazing cause. And we can all remind ourselves we're pretty fortunate not to be facing battles with cancer like others are. We'll take a break. More to come. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.